Greetings, Earthlings. From a secret location in West Los Angeles, it is the greatest DJ that does his show in his underpants. Please enjoy the Glenn Howard Experience.
Ich bin ein riesiger elektrischer Generator. Den Genius der Energie.
The year is 2077. Man has expanded his world into all corners of the universe. Radio has become larger than life. Now, as well as music, images of the artist are also transmitted to holographic receivers, first invented by Advent, which project them onto any medium with sufficient molecular content. Call letters are a thing of the distant past. Throughout the universe, all combinations of call letters were exhausted. Call words replace them now. For example, DARK, the most powerful radio station of all time, is located in a man-made star that broadcasts with a power of 400 billion megawatts, on 3CP551.33 on the SM dial, or supermodulation. Led by its ruthless general manager, Grand Moff Drew, and top jock PD, Lord Darth Van Dyke, also known as Dark Lord, Dark, whose image as Imperial Radio, has dominated the galactic radio market ratings in its own as well as several other galaxies. It has achieved this by using the newest in ratings instruments, laser radar, which records all quantitative and demographic listener information within milliseconds. No other stations have been listed in the ratings for 10 years. This is the story of a small band of determined radio people who dared attempt to conquer the audience from DARK. This is Air Wars. Led by benevolent general manager Kenobi Burkhardt, former air name Jedi Knight, this small pirate station known as Falcon prepares for heavy competitive programming with Drive Jock's Drum Solo, an experienced pirateer, and Dude Skytalker, who recently joined the cause from the small market planet of Tatooine, and the first woman programmer, now known as concept directors, Princess Rochelle. Falcon is directing all its efforts toward the discovery of the weaknesses of the evil station, so as to destroy DARK forever. We began in the master control room of DARK, where a small blip on laser radar indicates Falcon's presence in the galactic market.
Yes, I see it. Bring up the holographic receiver.
Density of the galaxy will be 0.0367. 20% chance of meteor showers tonight. Prepare to activate Grade C shower shields.
I'll bet the general manager of that station is Kenobi Burkhardt.
Falcon's space truck and cruiser will visit Alderaan Beach this afternoon, giving away hundreds of holographic receivers, coupons good for galactic burgers, and thousands of Falcon barter bucks.
Indeed. It sounds like his antiquated 20th century style.
Falcon, eh? Interesting little pests. You have 24 hours to eliminate them. I have no patience with pirates.
It will be done.
Sir, you have a call on line 30G. It's the Rip Office in Los Angeles.
Right. Yes?
Moff, this is Chewbacca Blair. We can't hold these buys much longer with these ratings. What's going on in that galaxy? We're picking up lacerating information that shows DARK trending downward.
Yes, we've just encountered it. A pirate station named Falcon is attempting to interfere with our dominance.
Well, if this Falcon station continues its accelerated ratings, we cannot hold buys for more than 3 or 4 hours.
We'll have no problem with them soon, sir.
We have gathered information on the research mode. It seems the concept director is one Princess Rochelle. She has no track record to speak of, mostly in small market planets. Although she was voted most promising concept director by Receivers and Holographs magazine.
Sir, your rep called and left you the message that your CPM curve is falling like a lead meteor.
Meanwhile, aboard Pirate Station Falcon, General Manager Kenobi Burkhardt is celebrating Falcon's dramatic upward trend in that hour's laser beat.
Not since the 20th century have I felt so much joy about ratings. And the credit goes to you, Princess Rochelle, you and your air aces. There seems to be a cosmic force in the air.
Well, I couldn't have done it without Dude and Drum.
Yeah, that's right. And I want a raise.
Not much has changed since the old days.
All I want is to be made holographic selection director.
All you want are those free trips the Sand People are offering.
3RKO here, sir. Your chief engineer. We've discovered that Dark has us on laser radar and is investigating us on their Galactic Broadcast Bank information computer.
Thank you, 3RKO. Princess, it's time to proceed with our primary strategy.
I'll get it right on the air.
Aboard Dark, Van Dyke meets with his holographic selection director, Rosalie Yavin.
We are going to switch to extrasensory day parts. We'll only play 18 holographs from now on.
That won't make the regional Sand People very happy.
We're not in the business to sell holographs. We are going to increase our laser beam dominance.
But the air races are already complaining that the holographs are turning over too fast. And you haven't forgotten the CBS Galactic Convention.
Oh, yeah. The local man promised me a freaky scene with a couple of droidies from the Outlands region. So we'll play 19 records instead of 18. Call a meeting of all the air aces in 5 minutes, please. Gentlemen, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I was an ace for a concept director named Ben Kenobi Burkhart, an uncorruptible and excellent radio man from the 20th century. He disappeared a millennium ago to consult small market planets. It appears he has returned and has a small band of pirateers. Their Laser B ratings are gaining on us. No more, gentlemen. We're switching to new format clocks immediately. Prepare yourselves for the biggest cosmic challenge this galaxy has ever seen. For those who maintain rating supremacy in your time frames, you will continue as an Imperial Radio Air Ace. Those who don't will be sentenced to longer time frames in the small planet of Georgiasia.
The last day of Dark. Kenobi Burkhart is speaking with the crew of Falcon.
Gentlemen, we are ready to introduce our final strategy. It is on the air right now, and laser ratings should reveal it at any moment.
And at Dark Master Control...
Yes, I know, Blair. Yes, I see the ratings falling by the moment. Van Dyke, I don't know what's caused it, but we're losing the ratings battle. We've given away our budget limit on the air, our holographic list is tight, our production is faultless. What is it that Falcon has that we don't? Let's hear the receiver. Let's see what they're doing.
Our research bank tells us that is none other than the ace we let go a couple of centuries ago. We are doomed.
Why? He's not so great.
He is now. He's got the force.
Oh, we're doomed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Falcon Radio proudly presents the star of holographs, Rick 2D's 2.
Good morning. Rick 2D's 2 and the cast of Wookiees with my new holograph, Disco Droid.
Went to a moon pod the other night. All the droidies were treating me right.
Dark was defeated in the galactic ratings battle. Lord Darth Van Dyke now works on the planet Earth in Frog Jump, Tennessee, USA. Dark was converted into a droid band station for public communication uses. Although Falcon made their way to other galaxies, the Force remained the dominant rating factor forever. The Force, true entertainment. May the Force be with you always.
Hey, you party animals! Yes, it's Party 93-4! I'm Uncle Howard Glenn! Puke DJ to the stars! DJ to the stars! Yes, that's who I am filling in for, Glenn Howard! He'll be a little late. He's caught up in traffic in outer space and inner space and will be in your face in a half hour. But in the meantime, we are going to be rocking the industrial tunes here with the Ministry burning inside. Yeah, 91X said it was the number one song. Louis Larger from K-Rock said, no, I like Nine Inch Nails. You tell me, brother. You tell me. Howard Glenn filled in for you. and 94.9 FM, Hudson Valley, New York. It's Uncle Howard Glenn filling in for Glenn Howard. Be caller zero. Call 000000000 and you win zero here on the Glenn Howard Experience. Glenn is stuck in traffic. He's in inner space. He's in outer space. And he's honking at Uranus. Ha ha ha. Here we go with some great music from Skinny Puppy doing that nice ditty Tin Omen. Party 93.4, the party station.
All the people are asleep and dreaming.
it's Uncle Howard Glenn filling in for the Glenn Howard Experience. I'm not Glenn Howard. I'm Howard Glenn. Hearing these stories about Industrial Glenn, he was the first person to walk in as an intern to hand Richard Blade a record. And while he was listening to it, Jenna Fish played it. And here's the tune. It is Front 242 doing quite as usual. We are quite unusual here at Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM, Hudson Valley. I'm your puke DJ leader. Lookridge Pizza goes out to all my friends that are alchemists. Here is Lead Into Gold doing their song Faster Than Light on Party 93.4. It's the Glenn Howard Experience. I am Puke DJ Explorinaire. And while we're at it, let's go into the weather from Marty the Martian. Marty, what's going on?
Well, I'm here looking at the Earth from the moon, and the weather is, the dark side is colder, and the bright side is warmer, and I think I need to blow it up. Back to you!
We'll be right back.
This is a breaking news report. We got some traffic happening over in India. Hey there, Scott. What's happening, Scott?
I'm here over the top of the 405 of India going into New Delhi, and there is a two-car pileup. Bicycles are piling up for 2 miles. Don't go this way. Take the 10. This is Scott for 93.4 Party. Oh, no, what did I do? I say that wrong? Party 93.4. Thank you. No, I do not know why your internet is not working. Send me an email and I'll fix that.
Well, I hear a spaceship sound. It must be Glenn Howard.
I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only dominator. I'm the one and only dominator.
He's just right around the corner. He's landing right now. Wow, you got a mothership. Hey, that's great. Well, this has been Uncle Howard Glenn, Duke DJ to the stars. Coming up next is Glenn Howard. The Glenn Howard Experience. In the meantime, I'm bigger and bolder.
I'm the one and only dominator.
At Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley, New York area.
I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only dominator. I'm the one and only dominator.
I don't buy records to hear about an issue. I buy records so I can put it on and get in a good mood and really enjoy it.
I find your reasoning logical.
how high am I? I won't be sober till the 4th of July. Move all the buildings and let me by. How high am I? Hey, Richie! Come on down your bar and open this door. What kind of whiskey is this? This whiskey won't let you do nothing. I ain't never felt that way before. All the world is apple pie. All the seas are ink. All the trees are dry bread and cheese. I'm thirsty. What am I gonna drink? Rum, whiskey, rye, and gin. Can't you tell what a fool I've been? Bring out the doctor, Richard. See the state I'm in. I'm high in the sky. How high am I? I don't like liquor, but I'm drunk every day. When they make liquor, it just comes my way. Everything in the world happens to me. I drink black coffee and it tastes like tea. I feel like a feather, but I'm yelling like a hound. I would be a king, I just haven't got a crown. One more drink and I believe I'll drown. How high am I? Everybody's drinking scotch and soda. Hey, boy, come here, come here. Bring me a rum and coke. You know I believe I'm gonna have to crawl home on my knees. And Jack, that ain't no joke. Rum, whiskey, rye, beer, and gin. Can't you tell what a fool I've been? Come here, somebody. Can't you see I'm sunk? How high am I? No, that's a lie. I'm drunk.
Much love to Uncle Howard Glenn, the Puke DJ, for filling in for me. I'm Glenn Howard on the Glenn Howard Experience. You're tuned to Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley, New York area. We just heard Louis Jordan, How High Am I? Well, gang, I'm doing my last show. I'm going on a little hiatus for a while. And so I'm just going to just leave you with some of my favorite tunes. In fact, this tune is my favorite sad sack tune. It's a long tune. And because my spaceship is double parked right now, I need to go move it. So by one of my favorite musicians that never got the credit that he should, he's a producer out of Florida, here's Little Beaver.
pretty pearl. Sure knows how to love a man. Katie Pearl was 18. Just turned 21, but I can hear all the older men saying the boy who marries Katie will be a lucky son of a gun. While she'd sing her favorite song. Now I've had some good times, and I've had some bad, but I can't remember ever seeing Katie sad. She laughed all the time, always happy and gay. I never dreamed by this time tomorrow Katie would be gone away. Play the blues, and Katie would just sit back and relax, close her eyes, and I'd play something. I received a telephone call. It was from Katie's mother. She said Katie was gone away. And then she began to stutter. I became afraid. I could hear the sadness in her voice. Is something wrong with Katie? I said, I'll come over there at once. She said the good Lord had seen fit to take away our Katie Pearl. But just before she passed away, she said, tell Beaver to record my favorite song. The song that he wrote for me. Katie Pearl sure knows how to love her man.
Oh,
Well, gang, the Glen Arrow Experience is going to be experiencing a little hiatus. That was a little beaver doing a sad sack song about a love lost Katy Pearl. This sad sack is going to make do with what he's got and love a lot. I'll check you later. I'll leave you with Oingo Boingo doing goodbye, goodbye. And so, goodbye from all of us to all of you. I love you.
so quick. Eyes beyond the window, ready to take care of you. In every building, every room, in every building, every room, they're just waiting for you. So cross the city very fast, very, very, very fast. Do it, do it, do it very fast.
We have no time to think about it.